Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Craig, bringing us back. That's a great song. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we play us some blues on this show. Lots of different kinds of blues. I'm glad you're with me because we got our good friend Ellen Rohr here. Ellen is a longtime Brain Trust member, author of all the Bare Bones Biz Plan books and so many others. I don't have all of them in front of me because they're too many. They're in a wheelbarrow over here. She's where are you syndicated? Where's your column syndicated now?
I know you subscribe to Plumbing Hydronic Contractor and Plumbing and Mechanical and Roofing Contractor. See, these are my people. I'm a dirty jobs girl. I have a drain and sewer franchise. That's my world.
You're an unplug it kind of girl, aren't you?
I'm an unplug it and plug it back in kind of girl. That's what my husband, the plumber, told me. Yeah. So now that we played the blues, now I'm kind of like having jazz on your show. I'm all over the place.
So we're talking about meetings. Ellen is teaching us more than we ever thought we'd ever need to know about meetings. And you got one last tip for us.
I do. So the meetings that I described in our previous segment are important. And those are going to be formal, scheduled. Well, all meetings should be scheduled, and I don't love a surprise meeting. But they're going to have an agenda, and they're going to be pretty tight to the intention and the topic of the meeting. Now, there's one other kind of meeting that I want to explore in our last segment, and that's what's known as a mastermind meeting. And one of my mentors calls his meetings PODS, P-O-D-S, and it stands for Power of Discovery System. So the idea that this meeting will not have an agenda. And I just returned from one of those meetings yesterday. I went down to Destin, Florida. We met on the beach. It was absolutely beautiful. And during this meeting, what we did is allowed the agenda and the topics to flow. And there were these very super successful business owners in the group. And we got to share from, as they say in AA, from our experience, strength, and hope. And then we expressed what we have done in our lives and then what are some of the challenges that we're working on. And we just popcorned around the room. There was very little structure to the meeting. And it was amazing. So every now and then you need to, or you don't need to do anything. You may want to put yourself in a situation where you just allow it to evolve organically and be inspired and talk to other people. So the only structure was really the no structure of spending two uninterrupted days with each other, and it was mind-bogglingly good. Have you been in that situation before?
Not like that. Not like that. That sounds like a lot of words.
But the Howard, who was in charge of the meeting, made sure that even the quiet people didn't get they got their chance.
What was the focus? What was the angle? What was the goal?
To be of service to each other. How can we help each other? How can we take our businesses to the next level? What's the sticky wicket that you're working on? And then we would share, you know, that when I was in a situation like this, or have you thought about this? So it wasn't really a guru telling you what to do. It was people exploring and uncovering.
Well, that's what mastermind groups do. That's like a Vistage or tab boards or even an ad hoc unit. There's lots of out there that are they're just people, you know, half a dozen folks get together and hold each other accountable.
And that's where, you know, like when you were talking about that meeting at the beginning, not having an agenda occasionally is a great idea because then it can evolve organically. But that takes some vulnerability, especially if you're a person who likes to be in control and likes to have a lot of lists and knows what's going to happen next. And you won't know what's going to happen next if you open that agenda way up. And that's often or sometimes. Let's say
well, this
sometimes
is where in an internal meeting, if you're going to have one of these internally, it's about where you say, okay, folks, we all work on projects. We all have jobs to do. But sometimes we need to get together and talk about what's not working. Mm-hmm. And the implications of what we say not working on the other person on the person across the desk from you there.
Yeah, and to explore beyond just the business. Your business exists to help you achieve your life goals. So with your employees, with your team, as well as with other business owners, to find a space and a place where you feel safe talking about, is this working for me? Is this what I want to do? What do I want to do 5 years from now? So for many of the business owners that were in this group, transition and employee opportunity were topics. You know, how do I help my team grow? I've achieved a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. Now what can I do with that? What's my next move? Mm-hmm. Really inspiring and exciting story.
I need your website one more time.
Yay! Okay, come visit me at ellenroar.com. ellenroar.com. I love you so much, Jim Blazing Game.
You too, Ellen. Thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you. Love, love, love.
And Ellen Roar, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.